Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education. Good to have you here, Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, alongside our producer, Jonathan Schaefer. I'm Kevin Ingram. Really good story written by our next guest, Ross Dellinger of SI.com. The SEC grapples with officiating in the age of outrage. The age of outrage. That definitely feels like where we are. Ross, good morning. How you doing, man?
Good. How are y'all?
Yeah, we're fine. How much did pressure from social media, you think, play into the league being more transparent about officiating, or at least trying to be going forward here?
Well, I think it was huge, you know, and they even told me that. I mean, I think we're living in an age of Twitter, you know, of social media, and where everybody has a platform, even those who might be ignorant on some subjects like the rules of sometimes of football. And they saw the backlash last fall on social media to a few calls, most notably, you know, the three calls that we got into in that story. Well, obviously the multiple calls in the LSU Texas A&M 7 overtime game, but the phantom block in the back, Mississippi State against Alabama, and then the LSU Devin White targeting call against Mississippi State. Those were three kind of games that where they just heard so much, and there was a lot of unjustified hatred, a lot of inaccuracies, and there were these kind of campaigns on Twitter that were kind of fueled by inaccuracies. Now, some of them were accurate, actually. You know, I mean, the phantom block in the back call, that never happened. And I think the league wants to just be more open and communicative. I think Herb Vinson, one of the associate commissioners there, kind of put it best to me. If we don't fill the void and respond, the void will be filled by something that sometimes is wrong, or it's just not good for certainly for the league. So they're going to start talking. They're going to start, maybe putting a ref in the booth, like the NFL does, to, cause that's what you got to do. You have to get in front of these things before they kind of pick up steam on social media, and you got to educate. And maybe it is a bad call, but you need the ref to say that live and go into why, you know, what happened and the rules and, so I think you might see a ref in the booth. I think you might see a Twitter account from the SEC explaining calls in real time. All those things might be coming.
Yeah, those sound like great ideas. Ross, you know, some fans will never accept this, but do we get too hung up on where officials are from and their potential connections with schools? I know, you know, you can't have guys who probably were alums of certain schools out there officiating their games, but does some of these connections get to be a little too much?
They are, you know, I mean, yeah, there's a conflict of interest policy. You know, no SEC official can work a game that includes, one, his alma mater, two, a school where his children go, or where his children attend or his wife attends, three, where he has some kind of business connection, maybe through his day job, his work, because, of course, these SEC officiating jobs are all part-time. And there's a couple other conflicts, but you know, one thing that's not in there that me and Steve Shaw talked about was home state or hometown. You know, can you work a game in your home state? Even if you didn't, you know, necessarily go, you know, if you're from Louisiana, didn't go to LSU, but you're from Louisiana, can you work an LSU game? And you can, you know, it's just, at some point, you know, you have to, there are close connections, but at some point, as you know, Herb Vincent kind of mentioned to me, you kind of run out of officials at some point.
Right.
When you have so many conflicts, if your conflict of interest policy gets so long, you can eliminate a lot of officials. So, but it is there. You know, there are some, and you hear the gripe from some teams, and this is not on the conflict of interest policy. So there are some officials in the SEC who are former SEC football players at one school. You know. and they don't work games at that school, but they work other games, you know, against schools that they used to play against. So there's a lot of conflict for sure.
Ross Dellinger is our guest from SI.com. His story, the SEC grapples with officiating in the age of outrage.
Yeah, Ross, you talked a little bit about they're going to be in the booth. So they're going to be it. They're going to have enough referee, I guess, or people who understand the rules at every game, or are they going to do it remotely to, accommodate all the games?
Yeah, they're still looking at ways they're going to do this because they have to work with the network specifically. Yeah, I mean, the SEC has a partnership with CBS, obviously, and then ESPN and ABC. And then, of course, they have their games on the SEC network as well. So all those networks, they kind of work with the league, and, you know, they're doing that right now. I think that's kind of a summer project they're working on, how we're going to do this. You know, who we're going to hire, where will the referees be? Will they be in the booth? Will they be remote? Will they be just by phone, like some people do? Mm-hmm. You know, already, and we didn't put this in the story, but Steve Shaw is he's on the phone, actually, with the guys in the CBS truck. So each CBS afternoon game, that the SEC afternoon game that airs, Steve Shaw is in contact with the people in the truck if they ever need him. They never have him on, but the producers can get information from him and then pass it on to the on-air talent. I think that does happen sometimes, but they're looking at ways to be more of a face, I guess, whether that's Steve Shaw being up there or another retired ref, kind of remains to be seen. I think they're still working through a lot of that.
I thought it was interesting in your story. You talked about how they had a test, you know, with the coaches and I think the media to figure out, you know, if there was a certain infraction involved. I guess targeting and coaches didn't do a whole lot better sometimes than the media.
Yeah, it was fun. We, you know, I was in on the media one, and it was kind of cool to see. You know, we each got a clicker, and we had on the clicker there was button one, button two, and we're watching a video of a collision, and we had to decide is it targeting or not. You know, number one was yes targeting, number two was no. And after the video slide, after we got done with a lot of the replays, and because we watched it over and over again, and after all the votes were in, we had a slide that came up to show us on that specific video how we voted. And you know, yeah, it was split. It was we did five video slides. So there were five series of votes, and it was split all five. Now I went 4-1, so I got four of the five correct. But that one was brutal. The one that I said wasn't targeting, but it was, it was a 60 or 65, like 35 split. So 65% was wrong. I was in the 65. That's how hard it is. And I talked to Nick Saban about it because they did the same thing that we did. And he said, you know, there was one voting round where they were 55-45. And these are college head coaches and the SEC major football head coaches. And they were still incredibly split on some of these plays. So it is, you know, being an official is a very, very difficult thing for sure.
One of the things I know during the season, if there's a controversy and some callers – you know, who are, you know, on the wrong end of these calls will ask if there's accountability. And you did a good job of detailing the grading process and the weeding out process that the SEC goes through.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really interesting. And I'm sure people have written it before, but I've never read it. I never knew kind of the structure of, the inner workings of the SEC about accountability. You know, they're graded kind of like a football player is graded by his position coach. Each referee position, so back judge or linesman, umpire, they each have a grader, an evaluator that oversees their position, and they're graded each week on the film, just like a running backs coach would grade his tailbacks. And they're graded in similar ways too. They're graded on on an A to F scale, and you know, the incorrect calls, the missed calls, all those things are graded and compiled into a grading, you know, in a specific number. And then you're placed in one of three tiers in the SEC. And the tiers are, it's all by compensation. So tier one gets paid more than tier two gets paid more than tier three. And then at the end of the year, Everything's compiled from your year-long grading, and if you finish too low, you are kicked out of the league, for lack of a better term. You're going back probably to the Sun Belt. That's kind of the SEC.
Triple A.
You know, yeah, that's right. It's kind of like the minor league. So, and then they promote some new guys from the Sun Belt, or maybe even from some other conferences, to kind of fill the void of the guys who were demoted. So it's really interesting. It is. And there's high accountability. There's no doubt. I mean, it's just, you know, officiating is so difficult, and the game is speeding up so quickly. And honestly, replay is great and all, but it as we wrote in that story, it kind of shines a light on the human error that happens during a game. And, you know, officials are taking more backlash with social media than ever. We didn't write much about this, but there's kind of a crisis in officiating right now. You know, nobody wants to be an official, you know, and get reamed on social media over and over again.
Ross, we've given the story a high grade. We've given it an A, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay. From SI.com, Ross Dellinger, a story, the SEC grapples with officiating in the age of outrage. Really interesting stuff, Ross and company wrote there for SI.com.